Hi guys, I'm Andre, and along with my colleague Beryl, we are going to talk about the do's and the don'ts when building a Yocto-based distribution. For the past 1 year, we have been working in building a multi-kernel distribution using Yocto / open embedded build infrastructure, something that you're probably familiar or at least heard of. During this journey, we have found a set of quirks and perks that we find worth sharing. The presentation is going to have a fairly straightforward structure. We're going to start with setting the scene or giving you a bit of a context, and that is telling you about Oniro project, followed by details on each of these lessons learned that we find worth raising. Great. So what is Oniro project? Oniro is an Eclipse Foundation project focused on the development of an open source operating system for consumer devices, no matter the make, the brand, or the model. Partners can reuse existing primitives, components, software stacks in building their own products. And while doing so, they can take advantage of the processes that the project offers in terms of CI, IP compliance, testing, for an accelerated product delivery. It is an ecosystem that behaves both as an accelerator, but also as a reference implementation for various use cases, aiming high at interoperability, security, privacy, and usability. In terms of the build system, we have chosen Yocto / Open Embedded as the build infrastructure. This is aligned with the industry standard, and it also aggregates open source projects like Linux, Zephyr, LLVM, to name a few. While building on your project, we have found a couple of aspects that we find important. Most of them are things that ended up biting us because of unfortunate decisions, or are just observations that are worth keeping an eye on when working with this build system. The first do I'm going to talk about is do layers structurally right. In Yocto, we have this concept of layers, and this concept helped a lot the ecosystem by providing at least three fundamental features, and that is scalability, flexibility, and composition. Now, the thing is, layers are not the answer for any structural need. If you're only concerned about pure grouping, you can use simple directories. If you're not concerned about the composition aspect, most probably you're not in for a new layer. So I'm going to tell you about a decision that we've done at the beginning of the project and was proven to be a mistake. We have decided to create a new layer called Meta Oniro Staging that was meant to hold all the changes while we undergo the upstreaming process and the upstream undergoes the reviewing process. So in this way, while this happens, we can have a place for this metadata to reside and our build system be able to take advantage of them. The problem is that by definition, these changes were meant for upstream. So by definition, our local changes were meant to be removed. And hence, our local layer was meant to be empty at some point. Now, the build system has a mechanism to flag if it detects an empty layer. This is because it wants to warn the user in case of a misconfiguration and metadata being ignored in a specific layer. So we ended up basically throwing needless and confusing warnings to our users just because we've done a mistake in our structural decision. Do mind layer depends. Now each layer has a layer configuration file called layer.conf, and this file defines various variables in the scope of the layer. For example, bb files, which is the bb and bb append that this layer provides. The bb file